Trumos, Perkres, Mishnah Hey, 8-5. The Mishnah continues to discuss the issue of Mayim Megulim, exposed water, which would apply equally to wine and to milk. Hashir HaMayim HaMegulim. Before we said the requisite amount of time for exposure, now we're going to talk about the quantity of water. Kadesha Tovad Behen Hamara. Is enough that the bitterness, the mara, meaning the poison, could be lost in it. That is to say, according to the Bartanura, the pshat is, if there's enough water that even if there had been a snake which drank from this water, the poison that's left behind would be diluted to the point that it's not dangerous anymore. At that point, if the water is in such a large quantity, then the water is permitted to be drunk, even though it was left megula, exposed. It's worth noting that other mefarshim learn that it's not a question of how much to dilute the water, but rather if you have a large quantity, it's less good than if you have a small quantity, because if you have a small quantity, you'd be able to see that there's something in this water, because it's not so dissipated. You could see there's some trace of admixture of poison, whatever it is, and therefore it would be safe to drink if it's a small quantity of water, if it doesn't look like there's poison inside of it. That's another pshat. But anyways, we'll stay with the Bartanura's pshat for now, which is if you have a lot of water, then the water becomes safe to drink, and therefore you could drink it. As far as how much that is, the Bartanura says, in those days they used to know. So we'll go with that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bekelem. Rabbi Yossi says, when it comes to water contained in a kli, kol shehein, it doesn't matter how much water you have in the kli. If it's contained in a kli, it's poisonous at any dilution, and therefore you may not drink water from a kli that has been left exposed. And ubakarkos, if you're talking about water that was in the ground, then arbaim sa, then the threshold is 40 sa, like a mikvah, meaning more than 40 sa is safe to drink. Halach, however, follows the Tanakhama, says the Bartanura. So according to him, we'll go with that, the pshat, meaning that it's a question of if the water is safe based on the quantity of water to what could be left behind by a snake. And again, they knew those measurements in their days. The Bartanura speaks out also that the prohibition of drinking exposed water doesn't apply to a natural font, meaning a spring that produces more water all the time. That's no problem. And he also points out that once you have a restriction of a Mayim Megulim, water that was exposed, and you can't drink it, you also couldn't do other things with it, like, for example, you couldn't feed it to your animals, you couldn't bathe in it, washing your hands or face, because it could come through your skin, and you couldn't even use it to mix with cement to make concrete and stuff like that. All that would be forbidden because of the dangers potentially involved in using poisoned water.